All right, as we get ready for baseball, Marty Lurie here with Ricardo Genovese. He's a catcher fan, and believe me, remember this name. He will be part of the San Francisco Giants at some point, but you're in your first big league camp. How's it going?
Pretty good so far. I really like the experience. I run with all those guys. I mean, I really like it.
What do they have you doing? I know you warm up people all the time during the game.
Yeah, I mean, I just try to be, like, in the hall games, just watching the games, learning, just watching the game, and just watching the little things that I know that I'm gonna they're gonna help me for my career. Yeah,
Ricardo, what are some of the little things that you watch? Because you got Posey, you got Brantley, Heineman, you got people who have caught for a while. What do you watch for them?
Well, I'm just trying to like see how they command the games behind the play, the communication with the pitcher, the relationship they have during the games. How they call the fingers down there, how with the signs and everything. I mean, that's pretty important to be a catcher. So that's one of the little things they're going to make you to do the biggest things.
Well, signs are very important these days.
Yeah.
And how do you remember? Seriously, how do you remember what's going to happen with a pitcher?
Well, like for the first couple of games, I was trying to look the coach when they give the sign to the catchers. So that in that time, I was trying, okay, this is on, nothing on. So that helped me a lot. That way I can learn better the signs.
All right. Yeah. I think it's interesting to remember.
Yeah.
Now, what did I say? Was it the second sign or the third sign? How do you remember that?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like day by day communication with the pitchers. Hey, we got this. We're doing this. And that way if you keep in doing it like consistently, you got it easier.
All right. Routine over and over again. That's baseball. Ricardo Genovese with us. Fans, I believe me, you will hear from this young man. Your baseball background, Venezuela, but you have a real family background in baseball. Share it with us.
Yeah, well, my dad, he was a ball player back in college. That was a long time ago. My brother, he was a ball player. He was playing with the Astros too. And my dad and my brother was a catcher. And the thing was, when I was a child, all my life I was a third baseman and a pitcher. So it's a little different. And right before signing with the team, I started doing catcher stuff. And that's how I'm a catcher right now. And yeah, I mean, the transition was a little tough the first couple of days, for a couple of months, and it was pretty fun because my dad and my brother was catcher whole life, and I feel that make it easier for me, you know. But I mean, I really like it, and that's one of the I feel that's what my favorite position, because you got the command and everything for real.
Well, you know, it's funny you said that, and I've said it on the air. I saw you in the Instructional League a couple of years ago, and you're on the field with Ramos and Jalen Miller, and I said the catcher looked like the best prospect of everybody because, you took charge of the game, and that's a big part of what I saw with you. So you have a lot of confidence as a catcher.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to be myself in the field. I mean, I'm really Joan, and you know, I'm just trying to, like, my energy, give it to everybody in the field.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that I learned from my dad. Like, he was with me all the time. Hey, Gino, you have to do this. Get out there. Give him the sign.
Yeah.
Don't be, like, shy doing this, because this is our baseball. This is our baseball game. You have to do it fun and everything all the time. So this is a baseball game.
Yeah. No, terrific.
Yeah.
All right. So how old are you right now?
Well, right now I'm 20 years old.
20 years old, amazing. He's in his first big league camp. Now, you've grown since I saw you the last time. How big are you now?
Well, I feel just my weight maybe a little stronger a few years ago. And, I mean, I've been working a lot in the weight room, doing my workouts, my weight, my mobility stuff. For being a catcher, you need it. You need all this stuff.
No, well, he's a big guy. Let me put it to you this way. He's not going to admit it, but trust me, he's a big guy.
The people call me, like, Salvador Perez, because I'm tall and thick guy, so I don't know. We'll see.
No, good comparison of Salvador Perez. All right, how are you hitting? What's up with your hitting?
Well, from 2 years ago, I'm getting better a lot and learn a lot how to hit the ball to the opposite field. I'm a right-hander hitter. And I improved more power last year, and that was pretty amazing for me. I'm really happy with it, and I'm just trying to keep it going, you know.
How do you like catching the big leaguers? What's it like catching Cueto or Samardzija or Smiley, those guys?
Well, I feel like those guys make everything easier, you know. Those guys, they know what you're doing in the mound. They throw a lot of strikes. They command the zone pretty well. And I feel that helped me a lot to improve in my movement, my frame stuff. So, I mean, it's pretty easy. I pretty like it a lot.
Cueto must be interesting because you never know what he's going to do.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like with him, it's another game in the baseball game. So it's pretty fun, you know. You have to be ready for everything. Even you know he's going to do the weird movement and everything, but you don't know when he's going to do it. So you have to be ready all the time. Yeah.
I like it. Ricardo Genovese. All right. Where were you last year?
Well, last year it was in short season. That was in Salem. Yeah. And I moved off to the Augusta. Yeah, low A. Yeah, that was a pretty good season. Yeah.
So probably Augusta this year, I would think, or maybe San Jose. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know until the last day, you know.
Yeah.
You're just trying to be healthy. Just do what you can control during the spring training. And you don't control that at all, for real.
All right. A pleasure to having you on. And did your dad keep in touch and your brother, they keep in touch with you?
Yeah, every day. We just trying to be in communicate all the time. Right. We just text, video call sometimes. Yeah, we just pretty in touch all the time.
All right. A pleasure having you on. Thank you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right. That's Ricardo Genovese. More coming up. KNBR 680-1045, the sports leader.